the sound of your city. CIUT 89.5, Toronto.
Once again, you're listening to the Taylor Report, and there are a few matters we want to take up before we sign off. I want to remind our listeners that the Taylor Report is on Facebook, facebook.com, The Taylor Report. That's facebook.com/ The Taylor Report. And we are also on soundcloud.com/ Taylor-Report. You can check out our previous programs there. And I think it's important to point out at this time, that we are in a pretty dangerous situation, not only from the COVID virus, and the mishandling of it, and the social disruption and all that, but also, of course, the problems with the economy. And we have, frankly, unstable political leaders who look to find a scapegoat, and that makes them dangerous. And of course, Donald Trump would be the first in that line. His predecessors, Bush, Obama, also engaged in diverting tactics to divert attention from their failures. But the item that stands out for me in the past few days is that Secretary of State Pompeo has given a talk at the Nixon Library, appropriately in California, and it's being advertised as the Fulton, Missouri speech of the Trump administration. And listeners to the Taylor Report will know that the Fulton, Missouri speech, delivered many, many years ago by Winston Churchill, is always cited as a major moment in the confrontation that went on for decades between the NATO countries, the West, and the Soviet Union. What's significant, of course, is that Pompeo's language, in a sense, does echo that of Winston Churchill. And when I say echo, in terms of language, it's a pale echo. Winston Churchill's point is often misunderstood. Winston Churchill used the expression, an iron curtain has been drawn across Europe. Of course, he would know. He's the one who drew it. The iron curtain was not placed there by the Soviet Union. It was placed by a cabal of Washington and London and France, to a degree. And it was the Western states that started that Cold War, so-called. I'm not always comfortable with the word term Cold War. But his bigger message, and the one that we focused on in talking on the Taylor Report, was that the response to the Soviet Union and the anti-colonial movement, actually, should be led by Anglo-American states. Primarily, according to Churchill's sentiments, it would be the UK as the experienced old veteran imperialist, and the United States, who probably needed tutoring. I think that was Churchill's idea. That part of the talk is neglected. But going to Pompeo's remarks were particularly ignorant, belligerent, bigoted. And if you want to know, you've heard the word McCarthy, Joe McCarthy, McCarthyism. It was a McCarthyite speech. It's actually quite paranoid, extremely dishonest. This idea that there's a growing confrontation. I see papers like the Globe and Mail like to use neutral headlines where they say, China orders U.S. consulate closure in diplomatic war as diplomatic war breaks out. But no, it's not. It's a one-sided war. it's coming from the West. China has not indicated any interest at all in having confrontation. They did not ask for the trade war. They did not ask for or claim that they're number one. Actually, most of the U.S. language, when they talk about this, shows a funny self-conscious idea that because they do call themselves number one, China claiming the right to exist as an independent sovereign country going its own way and offering no violence to anyone, is called a rival. But they haven't agreed to be a rival. And we have to fight on this point vigorously, because we're told there's going to be, quotes, a new Cold War. But there's no foundation. No one here has shown that this is any kind of issue that we ought to be gearing up for. Yet the entire Canadian Parliament, like a bunch of schmooze from the old little Abner column, line up behind anything. And the reason we have to talk about this character Pompeo is that Pompeo is in charge of Canadian foreign policy, completely in charge of Canadian foreign policy. And I urge everybody to watch the movie Dr. Strangelove, apropos of this subject, because there's a moment in the movie where General Jack Ripper, played by Sterling Hayden, says something which is very... Pompeo seems to be studying the works of Jack Ripper. As I read Pompeo, he seems to think that the Chinese want to steal his vital fluids, his vital bodily fluids, because he has no evidence, he has no substance. It's all about they're secretly trying to get us. So, for example, if they're nice to us, that shows how badly they're trying to get us. If they are indifferent, that shows how sinister they are. This is one of the realm we are in with Pompeo. And believe me, we'll be in the same realm with Joe Biden, because Joe Biden says he would be tougher on China than Pompeo. So we have two Jack Rippers where they think that somebody's trying to take their essence. And it is based on, it works because people are susceptible to this. After all, it's the other, it's the alien, it's somebody overseas, someone not like us, and therefore we can attribute all kinds of motives to them. But I urge that everybody speak up, and particularly it would be interesting if we could get somebody in Parliament. Maybe Dimitri Lascaris could win the nomination of the Green Party. I think it'd be a wonderful thing, because he would challenge all this stuff. There is nobody at the moment in the Parliament who challenges this. And indeed, our Parliament, the Canadian Parliament, had 2 days of hearings over a region of China to which none of the parliamentarians have been, I'm certain. And they want to see if they can get a resolution, I'm sure they will, suggesting punitive action be taken towards the Chinese government based on allegations by third parties that live here. And last week on the show, I mentioned Erwin Kotler. And Erwin Kotler, on that occasion, he's a lawyer, as Mordecai Richler says, he's world famous in Canada. And he was telling us he was going to phone a Canadian judge working in Hong Kong and tell her to quit, which that's his great contribution. So now this week, they have him back in front of the Canadian committee of the Canadian Parliament. And he's decided we have to really crack down on China. So he has a new, last time he was calling somebody who's trying to do her work as a judge, he's going to phone her. This week, he's in front of this committee, and he's saying there could be genocide and all this. He's a professional alarmist. He doesn't know what he's talking about. But he's there because humanitarian intervention is the name of the game. We have to think of reasons to bother and harass a sovereign country that was our ally in World War II. We'll never finish punishing Russia and China for being our allies against Hitler and Tojo, to put it simply. That commission had, who testified there? They had Amnesty, which is a British-based and financed organization, and they had Human Rights Watch, which is an American-based and American-financed operation. And we're supposed to believe they know what's best for the Uyghur population of Western China. And they base themselves on allegations cooked up in the West. No state in the region around China has raised with China this problem. But Canada knows, and the U.S. knows, because they're looking for trouble. And it is a farce of a parliament that goes forward with this. So it's vital that we begin to insist on some objectivity. This is the Taylor Report, CIUT, and we'll see you next week.
Scano Swagwego, that means hello everyone. Iswatundage, you are all listening to CIUT Wadranota. You're listening to CIUT Radio 89.5 Nyakyantram. It is placed at the frequency of 89.5.